Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. One of them is by submitting content right there to the front page of the website. So do go and enjoy. It's a Reddit-based system, and it is totally free to use. So, again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian, here.
And me, Johnson.
And, Johnson, something you wanted to share with our listeners here tonight is about magic mushrooms. That's coming up. I do want to get into that here in a moment. 80%, apparently, is the cure rate. The cure rate for using magic mushrooms to treat smoking. Get into that here in a bit. Mises.org is explaining their perspective on the net neutrality, what they call a scam, and I happen to agree. People have been flummoxed by this particular issue, believing that somehow the government, the federal government, can come in and somehow make the internet better by regulating it. And, of course, the history of regulation has been that regulations just create fewer options in the marketplace for people because they tend to protect the established industries from competition. Now, I know the established industries are crying and bemoaning this particular net neutrality, but overall, the more regulations there are, the more difficult it becomes to start a new business. So, ultimately, this may have the effect of protecting these existing internet service providers more so than they're already protected by government. That's one of the concerns I have with this, beyond the concern, which I think is also legitimate, that this could result in censorship. This could result in the government coming up with a list of sites that internet service providers are not allowed to allow people to access. Now they're considered public utilities under the new net neutrality rules. And so what is to stop the FCC from rolling in and saying, okay, yeah, you've got to ban the Pirate Bay, and you've got to ban kick-ass torrents, and you've got to ban, you know, whatever other websites the federal government doesn't like.
Or you'll lose your license.
To operate the business, sure. So more from Mises.org, they're talking about how they're just kind of talking about the market in general and how it should work or how it should be allowed to work rather than the government meddling. They say that unless they've been granted a monopoly power by government, no firm can simply ignore its customers. If they do, competing firms will enter the marketplace with other goods and services. Although goods allocated in this fashion are not being allocated neutrally, the fact is that more people now have service at higher speeds than was the case in the past. And furthermore, even if firms or the government attempted to allocate goods in a neutral manner, it would be impossible to do so because neither society nor the physical world are neutral. In his recent interview on net neutrality, Peter Klein used the analogy of a grocery store. In modern-day grocery stores, suppliers of food and drink will negotiate with the stores, usually so-called slotting allowances, to have their goods advertised near the front of the store or have goods placed on store shelves at eye level. That's worth money. So if you're Kellogg's and, you know, you want more customers of the cereal aisle to see Frosted Flakes, you would give the store a spiff, some sort of bonus or some kind of cash, what they're calling here the slotting allowance, and the store will then put Kellogg's products there at eye level.
Right. Or, how do you think Best Buy is staying in business?
What, you think they're getting these subsidies?
Absolutely. You know, like for Apple and Microsoft and Samsung, absolutely, they're getting money from those companies to put them on display. And if you're not one of those brands, it's like you're bottom shelf.
If government were to tell grocery stores to start being more neutral about where they place goods, we can see immediately that such a thing is impossible. After all, someone's goods have to be at eye level or near the front of the store. So who is to decide? A handful of government bureaucrats or thousands of customers who, with their purchases, control the success and failure of firms. seems to me the latter would be the obvious choice. The customers should be allowed to decide, not some unaccountable bureaucrats in the FCC.
Obviously.
In a similar way, bandwidth varies for various ISP clients, depending on the infrastructure available and the resources available to each client. And yet, in spite of the administration's fear-mongering that internet service providers will lock out clients of humble means and the need to hand all bandwidth over to plutocrats, internet access continues to expand. And who can be surprised? Have grocery stores stopped carrying low-priced nutritious foods such as bananas and oatmeal just because Nabisco Corporation pays for better product placement for its costly processed foods? Obviously not, because customers want a variety of services. Well, who will control the FCC? Asks Mises Institute. All goods need to be or need not to be allocated in response to the human choice-driven price mechanism of the marketplace. Goods and services can also be allocated by political means. That is, that states employing coercive means can seize goods and services and allocate them according to certain political goals and of the goals of the people in positions of political power. There's nothing neutral about this method of allocating resources. And if you want a good example of how that works, go look at the Soviet Union, the bread lines there.
Right.
And look at today's Venezuela and the lines there. The government in Venezuela has taken over grocers in that
country.
Really?
I wasn't aware of that.
I don't know if they've taken all of them over, but there's at least one or two grocers there in Venezuela, from my understanding, that are now state-operated grocers.
That's so weird.
And due to the government's meddling in the economy, you can't find basic products in Venezuela. You can't find chicken. You can't find detergent.
Well, you don't need those basic products.
Apparently
you
not.
You only need what the leader says.
Well, if you stand in line long enough at these stores, if you stand in line for long enough over an entire weekend, you might be able to get some low-level products shopping taken care of. But you have to go to different stores to find different things. Whereas, you know, we're used to going to different stores and finding different prices on the same items. In Venezuela, you have to spend days shopping around to try to find the stuff that you want. So, going on.
Variety is the spice of life. Come on. You get to go to all these different stores, Ian. It's an adventure.
It's in the net neutrality debate. It's almost risible that some are suggesting the FCC will somehow necessarily work in the public interest. First of all, we can already see how the FCC regards the public with its refusal to make its own proposals public. If you weren't listening, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about net neutrality. It passed today, the FCC voting 3-2 in favor of moving more government in control of the internet, setting it as what's called a Title II, which is, you know, just more regulations, more control. And ultimately, they did not even allow anyone to read the 300-page proposal prior to it being voted upon. So no one, prior to the actual vote today, had any idea what was actually in this particular piece of... It's not even legislation, it's just regulations.
They probably didn't read it even after it was voted upon.
That's probably true. Second, who will define who the public is? And finally, after identifying who the public is, how will the governing bodies of the FCC determine what the public wants? It's a safe bet there will be no plebiscitary process, so what mechanism will be used? In practice, bureaucratic agencies respond to lobbying and political pressure, just like any other political institution. Those who can afford to lobby and provide information to the FCC, however, will not be ordinary people who have the constraints of household budgets and lives to live in places other than Washington, D.C. office buildings. No, the general public will be essentially powerless because regulatory regimes diminish the market power of their customers. Most of the interaction that FCC policymakers will have with the public will be through lobbyists working for internet service providers. So what net neutrality does is turns the attention of the ISPs away from the consumers themselves and toward the regulatory agency. That's true. Now these
right.
internet service providers are going to have to spend even more money hiring lobbyists to go and, you know, lobby for their interests in front of the FCC, which aren't always going to be the interests of their customers, especially if these companies are used to being the only provider in any given area or one of two providers. In the marketplace, the firm's customers are the most important decision makers, but the more regulated an industry becomes, the more important the regulating agency becomes to the firm's owners and managers. I mean, do you disagree with any of this out there? You, the listener, I don't know about you, Johnson. You probably agree with most of us.
Yeah.
But you, the listener, I mean, if you do you disagree with Mises, you know, their interpretation here? I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The natural outcome, says Mises, will be more regulatory capture, in which the institutions with the most at stake in their decisions end up controlling the agencies themselves. We see this all the time in the revolving door between legislators, regulators, and lobbyists. And you can also be sure that once this happens, the industry will close itself off to new innovative firms seeking to enter the marketplace, which is what I was saying earlier.
Right. That are we going to get any competition to local markets out of this? Probably not.
How could you?
Right.
The FCC didn't just, you know, force the city of Keene to allow anybody to hang lines on the polls here. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts here on net neutrality or whatever's on your mind. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Demo.freetalklive.com are giving away three $50 gift certificates to Corporate Sellout Clothing. They've got some cool t-shirts and stuff over there at Corporate Sellout, and you can get a free $50 gift certificate just by filling out this demographic survey. Now, you've got to do it sooner rather than later. The drawing will be held on March 1st at noon Eastern. So in order to participate, you go to demo.freetalklive.com, fill out the survey, and make sure you leave your email address. You can fill the survey out without leaving your email address, but if you don't leave your email address, you won't be entered into the contest. So that's up to you. So again, go to demo.freetalklive.com. Whether you listen to us on the internet or on the radio or on satellite, please, we want to know more about you so we can better tailor this show to, you know, what people want, you know, better tailor the advertisers and things like that. Demo.freetalklive.com. Again, a $50 gift certificate to Corporate Sellout Clothing could be yours at demo.freetalklive.com. Will is in Tallahassee, Florida, listening to WVFT FM. Hello, Will.
Hey, Ian, it's Will Dance from the morning show on Freedom 93 FM. Doing a little show prep. I knew you guys would be talking about this stuff, and sometimes you guys have a much different and better analysis on these things. And here's my big concern, brother, with this net neutrality thing. Number one, they said that this was to neutralize. They always use these big fancy words or level the playing field for the little guy. But yet, yesterday, Google and two other companies had the ear of the FCC chairman to make changes to this this regulation, but yet no one's been allowed to read it, or was Google in on writing the thing to begin with? That's question number one. And question number two, how does this affect guys like you and me, guys who espouse to free speech and liberty and rights? I use a T1 line to run my stuff to Panama City. You guys use internet and Skype. I mean, how far will this door, get kicked open?
Well, I don't know if kicking it open is really the right analogy. It's more like they're going to slam it shut because this is going to keep other companies out of the internet business. I mean, already it's hard enough to start your own internet service provider. Sure. The more regulations they plop on top, the more difficult it's going to be to comply with all of that. And the big companies, while they are protesting net neutrality from some aspects, ultimately they must know that, right? Like the cigarette companies, they will write legislation to restrict access to cigarettes, and ultimately it benefits them because they are the ones who can afford to comply with the legislation. They can hire a few more attorneys and jump through whatever hoops the government puts up, but if you wanted to start your own company, then good luck.
Yeah, it's like any industry that starts an association and then they write their own regulations of minimum requirements for companies, whether it be insurance liability regulations, so it just squeezes out. So there's just a group of them to say, hey, I'll concede that you're in the game. You concede that I'm in the game. But we're going to make sure that everybody else stays out of the game.
And sure, they call that the good old boys network.
Right. My other question is, how is this going to affect what? I mean, this opens up a whole new gamut of levy of ability for taxes, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that was one of the predictions in advance of this thing happening was that somebody looked at this and they said, well, if this Title II thing goes through, that's going to mean that there are going to be more taxes charged on everyone's internet accounts.
Well, guys, keep up the good work. We love having you on here at Freedom 93 FM, and thanks so much for all you do for liberty and freedom.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate your call tonight. That's Will, the morning host there over at WVFT in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I mean, it's really defending the little guy when you're making everybody pay a bunch more money in taxes okay.
Well, right. Who's going to benefit from that? The FCC. They're going to take that money, and it's not like that's going to go to homeless children or something like that. It's going into the FCC's budget to pay more attorneys to do what? Write more regulations to, you know, even more so ensconce the internet under the control of the FCC.
Right.
I mean, is there somebody out there saying, oh, you guys, you're just paranoid. You libertarians, you always think the government's got it out for you, and they're always protecting the corporations. Well, isn't it possible, Johnson, that this time they've done something right and that you libertarians are wrong and that over the next decade there will be more freedom on the internet than there's ever been?
Yeah, right.
Why don't you believe them? Why are you so skeptical?
Gee, maybe because I've paid attention for the past forever.
But, I mean, isn't it possible that this one time out of all of the tens of thousands of regulations put in place by governments, where those regulations have actually, again, protected big industry and big corporations from actually being, you know, having upstarts in competition? Look at Uber and Lyft for a great example of some upstarts that started up. And then, of course, the old guard got angry and the regulators stepped in, and in a lot of areas, Uber and Lyft have been outlawed. It's illegal to run Uber and Lyft, not because they're dangerous or because people are having bad experiences with them. That's what they want you to believe. That's what the taxi cab unions and the existing license holders want you to believe. They want you to believe that Uber and Lyft are risky. You don't want to take a ride.
They're risky. You might like your ride so much that you voluntarily have sex with your Uber driver.
That happens, huh?
I know. Yeah. You might like it so much. I've not done that. No. You might like your ride so much that, you know, you do something that's absolutely completely different than what goes on in the current market. You know.
So that's another example of it where, you know, these regulations keep innovators out of the marketplace. And if innovators are kept out of the marketplace, then nothing significant changes in industry. And then we're stuck. We're stuck with this old model of whatever it is, whether we're talking about internet, whether we're talking about cabbies, whatever we're discussing here is the more regulations there are, the slower innovation is allowed to occur. And the same thing's certainly true in healthcare. You mentioned that earlier, Johnson, was the healthcare business.
Right.
Tremendously regulated business where you can't put anything out there without putting it through some insane FDA certification or approval process that costs billions of dollars and jacks the price up of, you know, let's say medication, for instance, jacks the price up way beyond what anyone can reliably afford, which of course raises insurance rates and so on and so forth.
Well, these fancy motor cars, Ian, they're going to their exhaust is going to the noise, it'll bug the horses. And the buggies. So, you know, if you
got to put a stop to that.
You got to put a stop to this. This is absolute insanity.
Well, we're fortunate that some things have managed to avoid the regulatory destruction prior to them sort of taking hold in the marketplace, thank goodness. And Uber and Lyft are an example of that in a lot of places where, you know, they got started, they jumped in, and the government didn't know what the hell was going on because governments can't move as quickly as the actors in the marketplace. So Uber and Lyft were able to build up to very successful businesses before the regulators kind of got wind of what was happening, and then they put the clamp down. It's been a very expensive process.
We're protecting the taxi drivers.
Well, they're also claiming they're protecting the customers.
Right.
The claim is that the taxi companies are better, they're safer, they've been inspecting their cars. We don't know about all these people with their regular cars. I mean, they might just be out there driving around without any kind of safety features whatsoever.
Not in New Hampshire.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We'll talk about magic mushrooms, stopping smoking habits. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com and join us in real life at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, where Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night. It's a great convention-style event that the Free State Project puts on here every year in New Hampshire to show off the community and the amazing just groundswell of opportunity for liberty that we have here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can go there and get registered for the event. It's fairly affordable, nhlibertyforum.com. And it's even more affordable if you want to get a free ticket, which I can actually hook you up with. You just have to meet a couple of qualifications. There's actually three qualifications. One is you have to not yet be a Free State Project signer. Two is that you cannot yet live in New Hampshire. And three, you have to agree to attend the what's called the FSP questions session on Saturday during the Liberty Forum at 12:30. So if you're willing to commit to attend that one session, and you aren't yet in New Hampshire, and you aren't yet a Free State Project signer, just email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and then I'll forward your name to the event's organizer. She'll confirm that, yes, you have been given a free ticket, and there you go. Then you just have to, get there. That's all there is to it. So, again, nhlibertyforum.com. I don't know if there's anything else to say about this net neutrality thing. We've pretty much burned through the entirety of the Mises story, maybe like one or two paragraphs left. But I thought they did a good job really looking at the unintended consequences of what are likely coming down the road here as a result of this.
I just think that what you just said about getting that those free tickets, by the way, I think that anybody who's a Free State Project member or you know thinking about becoming one, that seems like a very effective way. If you know somebody you think might be able to get to come to Liberty Forum, you could utilize that as a way to get your golden pork.
Ooh. Well, also you could use it as a real kind of closing tool. For instance, like you know if you live somewhere else and you're a Free State Project participant, and you know you're going to come up here and you want your wife or a loved one or a friend or something like that to come and check it out. But they're like, yeah, I can't afford that. Then you could just say, well, hey, I can get you a free ticket. How about that? And,
yeah,
and
sure.
Maybe they'll say yes.
Like I you know, like some people if they're into Liberty stuff already, you know, but maybe aren't a Free State Project aren't into the Free State Project or haven't really considered it or whatnot, but they would go to a Liberty conference like this, it certainly seems like, hey, that would be an opportunity to expose that person to the Free State Project. You know, maybe they're a Ron Paul person, or maybe they're whatever else.
That's a fine idea. So, yes, yeah, so you can email me, ian@freetalklive.com, and we can talk about that. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, you had a story that was, I think, going to be shocking for a lot of people about magic mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms.
Yes.
Go for it. Where's it from?
It's from the spiritscience.net.
Okay.
So, you know, take it with a grain of salt, I guess. I wouldn't necessarily trust the site called the spiritscience.net right off the bat, but
they sound like they have a bias.
They sound like they have a bias, but this is, they're citing some things from, CNN apparently too. So, psilocybin mushrooms, also known as magic mushrooms, have been known for a long time to have some pretty profound effects. Now, while the subject has become a taboo subject for a long time, it is coming more and more to light in the past few years that perhaps all of this fear is based in fantasy. A small experiment recently blew minds everywhere when it demonstrated an 80% success rate on a group of smokers at least 30 years each.
30 years
smokers. They had been smokers for 30 years. In comparison, other professionally legit quitting programs at best usually don't go higher than a 30% success rate, and that's saying something. Then they've got this excerpt from this thing. I'll read it. It's from the Flower of Life. Psychedelics are not drugs in the normal sense. They are very different from pleasure drugs like opium, heroin, crack, and similar substances. I don't know why they have a dash in there. Similar substances, which can actually do exactly the opposite of psychedelics. The pleasure drugs tend to enhance the lower centers. I'm going to read this anyway, I guess. I'll plow through here. The first three chakras and make you feel good, but they trap you in those lower centers. Dr. Gurdjieff felt that in terms of the spiritual path, cocaine was the worst drug of all. I'm not judging anybody about this, but that was his opinion of cocaine, because it causes a particular delusion and increases the sense of ego. Mm. It heads you in the opposite direction that spirituality normally takes. But the psychedelics do something different. They are not usually physically addicting like the pleasure drugs. The Incas used San Pedro cactus mixed with a little bit of the coca leaf. Coca leaf is completely different from cocaine. Some of the Native Americans, Indians, use psychedelics called peyote, which is legal for them since it is part of their religion. All over the walls in Egypt, in about 200 locations, you'll find images of the Amanita muscaria mushroom, a big white mushroom with red dots. At least one book has been written solely about this subject, the sacred mushroom by Andrija Pukarik. There's a little bit more. In ancient times, these psychedelics were used very purposely and ceremoniously, intentionally to intentionally connect to a higher consciousness and bring information back down to the physical. Today, this is being demonstrated even in scientific experiments, meaning what is happening here is not that the mushrooms are causing people to stop smoking, but rather bringing them to a higher level of consciousness where they can observe their original reasons for smoking and changing the vibe of it so it is no longer desired. It is essentially a very proactive means to quickly rewrite programs in the brain that perpetuate addiction and smoking and replacing it with a holistic mental program that brings about health and vitality.
So that was an excerpt from a book, or is that part of the article?
It was the excerpt from the book stopped when I mentioned the thing about the sacred mushroom and then went back to the article, which was written by a guy by the name of Jordan.
Okay.
And it doesn't, that's it. It's his last name, it's just like, Jordan.
Is that the whole piece from this spirit?
That's the piece from the spirit.
I'm curious as to what the CNN story says.
Let me go on to IFL Science. This is looks like a little bit more of a legit thing here. So it says psilocybin, the active hallucinogenic ingredient in magic mushrooms, could help long-term smokers kick the habit, a new John Hopkins study has found.
Okay.
But before you skip to the woods and merrily start self-medicating, the participants were also enrolled in a cognitive behavioral therapy program. So they're not really sure why it works yet. The study has been published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. Magic mushrooms, or shrooms, are hallucinogenic mushrooms, contain the psychedelic ingredients psilocybin and psilocin. When consumed, they can alter your mood, perception, and behavior. This experience is colloquially known as tripping. They've been...
Yeah, and it's a very... It is a very kind of heady experience. I mean, have you done psychedelic mushrooms?
No, I have never done mushrooms.
I have done
LSD, but not mushrooms.
I find them more pleasant than LSD to some extent, although it depends on how you look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly with psychedelic mushrooms, you are more likely to puke on them than on LSD, but they also don't... I don't think they last as long in some cases. Like, a dose of LSD can go for... a full day or 12 hours or whatever. Mushrooms, I'm usually done with those in probably 6 hours. But, I've had a number of experiences with mushrooms. I've never taken more than an eighth of an ounce at a time. So I've never, gone off into la-la land or whatever. But I have had some pretty interesting experiences. And one of the things about psychedelic mushrooms is, and I think psychedelics in general, is they're not party drugs. So they were talking a little bit in that other article about pleasure drugs. It certainly is. It can be pleasurable to take psychedelic mushrooms. There's no doubt about that. But
It's weird that they say it's not a party drug, considering that the whole reason why I took LSD is because I was a raver.
Okay. I'm not saying you couldn't do it, but I think in a lot of ways these are very internal drugs, meaning that you're focused inside yourself. If I'm on mushrooms, I'm more likely to want to go curl up in a bed somewhere than to hang out at a party or whatever. So it is more of an introspective kind of a journey, and what they're suggesting is that maybe during that journey people can get some perspective on why they're smoking cigarettes in the first place and somehow change something about themselves. There's more
certainly could see that
to the story, right?
Especially if you're being guided by a therapy program on top of that.
Well, yeah, that's usually how these things go. So we can talk more about it here. You can share your experience with psychedelic mushrooms. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, moments to remain, but enough time for you if you dial in now, toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Get interactive over there. Do it for free. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all of $5 per month. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. And there's a shirt that is being created. It actually has already been printed. It is on tech fabric. It's a long sleeve shirt. It's a nice quality shirt from what I understand. Now, Johnson, you've done some shirt dealings in the past before. Are you familiar with the tech wicking fabrics?
It depends on tech fabrics don't work for me because I'm a larger man.
Oh, okay.
And they're sort of elastic. I got a shirt, unfortunately. Here's the thing. Buy the shirt a little bit larger, and I'm sure it would be awesome. I ordered a shirt, and I got the shirt in tech fabric, and
it was too tight.
It was too tight, and it was extremely disappointing because I was like, this is the one, one shirt or whatever, and it's like, I gave it to my girlfriend, so there's a little bit of a benefit there.
Well, the good news is with
because
this,
it is a little slightly elastic, and you know, hey, that things work out.
The good news is that with this shirt that's being developed, the AMP shirt that is been put together by one of our listeners and supporters, Michael January, is that he's already printed them out, so he's going to bring some of them to the Liberty Forum.
You
could try it on, or in theory, you know, get your sizing properly set there. Now, this shirt is only available to those who are Free Talk Live amplifiers at the platinum level, which is the highest level, $25 a month. Now, you can be an amplifier for $5 a month, get all the regular perks, but if you want to get this shirt, you do need to be a platinum amplifier for at least 2 months, and you have to, so therefore you have to be a platinum by March 1st and stay a platinum through May 1st.
Yeah.
So you've got less than 2 days here at this point to get signed up.
I would say that if you're of the athletic variety, Tech Fabric is absolutely fantastic because it's like one of those things that's like much more breathable.
Yeah, he's a runner, I think, or he does some sort of, you know, workout stuff, and so he's really excited about this. It's got a word cloud design on it, which shows some of our topics over time based on their popularity or how often they appear. And so it's a word cloud design. You can go and you can take a look at it by going to shirt.freetalklive.com. That's shirt.freetalklive.com. And if you want to sign up for this thing, you've got to become an platinum amplifier by March 1st. And so we're almost done with February here. You literally have no more than another day or two to do this. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate your support. And again, if you can't afford platinum, we still appreciate all of your support by, you know, we've got all these perks and hopefully you'll get behind the show. We certainly do appreciate that. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you're sharing with us a story from a few different sources about some shocking news regarding psychedelic mushrooms. We've talked previously about MDMA and psychedelic mushrooms as far as how they have helped people grapple with serious issues like PTSD, MDMA. Some initial very small studies have shown that MDMA has the ability to help people literally cure PTSD. And that sounds pretty outrageous when I make a statement like that, because PTSD seems like a pretty serious problem that's really kind of, it's more a treatable thing than a curable thing. But the claims have been that I've read that, you know, the MDMA with therapy, you don't just pop some MDMA and go to a rave. You you know, take MDMA and you have a therapy session with a trained therapist who knows how to do this stuff, that you will be able to, in a lot of cases, actually defeat PTSD.
Right.
And this MDMA study was done on people who had tried it all. People with PTSD who had tried all the treatments and the medications and, you know, all the everything that the standard medicine has to offer as far as handling PTSD and its symptoms. And none of those, you know, none of those therapies or whatever you want to call them were working. So this was like the last ditch attempt. All right, well, we've got this MDMA stuff. Let's try that. And then one dose.
Do you think that's really how it went down? Ah, let's just throw some drugs at them.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't that brief of a decision, but it was, you know, the last ditch attempt, essentially, to help these people out. And they had amazing, amazing results. And that's what you're sharing with us, the similar amazing results with helping people quit smoking by taking psilocybin, one of the active ingredients in psychedelic mushrooms.
So, you know, I wanted to find out here a little bit more about the details of this. So it's kind of interesting. They say that to find out whether the psychedelic compound could help tobacco smokers, Johns Hopkins researchers enrolled 10 male and 5 female psychiatrically healthy volunteers. The participants were all nicotine-dependent smokers around the age of 50 that had smoked, on average, 20 cigarettes a day for 30 years. So these are smokers.
Okay.
These are not just smokers. They are smokers. Participants had also previously attempted to ditch the cigarettes around 6 times throughout their lives. During the first session, participants were administered a moderate 20 milligrams
of psilocybin.
Wait, it says 20 milligrams over 70 kilograms.
That's per body weight. So given for every 70 kilograms that the person weighs, they're being given 20 milligrams of the drug.
So a dose of psilocybin in a pill form, and in 2 subsequent sessions spread over 8 weeks where they were administered a high dose, 30 milligrams per 70 kilograms, participants were closely monitored during the session, which took place in a home-like setting. Some covered their eyes and listened to music, and they were encouraged to relax and focus on their inner experiences. The sessions were paired with a comprehensive cognitive behavioral therapy program designed to help them quit smoking. This included one-on-one counseling sessions and advising the participants to keep a diary in order to note when they felt they needed a cigarette most. Mm-hmm. After 6 months, they found that 80% of the participants had abstained from smoking.
It's incredible.
This is markedly higher than the rates achieved with other common treatments such as nicotine replacement and behavioral therapies, which usually have a maximum of a 30% success rate. Varenicline, a widely used prescription drug for nicotine addiction, also only has a 35% success rate at 6 months. Researchers conclude that while the study cannot inform us of the efficacy of psilocybin, it seems to suggest that it may be useful in conjunction with current smoking cessation programs. Before you start Googling magic mushroom growing kits, the researchers warned that the results were specific to the controlled doses given in the context of a structured therapy program.
Right. The suggestion being that you can't just order some magic mushrooms off the internet, take them at home, and necessarily have as much success. Right. But it would be interesting to see how an amateur, you know, attempt at this would or would not be successful. I mean, obviously the therapy guy, obviously the, you know, the licensed therapist or whoever, the psychiatrist in this case.
A few guinea pigs just sprang to mind.
So obviously the psychiatrist who is, you know, he's paid a lot of money to go to school and get a piece of paper that says he knows how to do this stuff. Obviously they're going to give you the caveat. Now, look, you can't just go out and get magic mushrooms and solve your smoking problems. You need me. We need to sit down and have a discussion here. We need to pay me for an office visit. So I don't know. I mean, maybe there is certainly there could be some legitimacy to that claim, but it could also be that if you were to take some magic mushrooms and sit down with a loved one who was concerned about you and knew what questions to ask, maybe there'd be a 50% success rate. I don't know.
Yep. I certainly wonder. Yeah, exactly. You know, like what could the success rate be at home? 30.
Right.
I mean, it seems like it. You know, if it's 80% with the therapists, it seems like it still might not be too hard to beat that without the therapists.
Well, right. There was a 20-30% success rate with some of the other programs.
Yeah, basically, all patch. Basically, any other option has at best a 30% success rate.
I mean, if you've been striking out on these other options, obviously you can't just go to the average clinic, the average health clinic, and say, I want to get some mushrooms and some therapy session. I mean, you know, even if you have a psychiatrist currently, that current psychiatrist or whoever, the therapist or whatever, they're not going to just agree to do that with you, right? Like whoever it is these professionals are that are agreeing to participate in these studies, they're likely sort of already on board. You know, they're cool with that, if you will. And so it would be very difficult for you as just an average smoker hearing this news to try to do this in the way they're suggesting. You can't.
It's like, I'd like to get some dose of magic mushroom, maybe a little bit of indica on the side, because I'd really like to stay relaxed throughout this process. So, you know, if you could just hook me up with that, maybe, you know, maybe some Valtrex. Yeah, certainly not Valtrex.
Well, now, I mean, it's certainly true that there have been a lot of people who have taken mushrooms over time who are still smoking cigarettes. So I think that you would have to go into this with the intention of examining that, right?
Right.
You're not just going in to listen to some Pink Floyd music and, you know, look at the pretty closed-eyes visuals. You want to actually examine your thoughts and your beliefs and your habits around
this. I think
this.
I just combined Vicodin and Xanax in my mind into Valtrex, and that's not the same thing at all.
Out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.